excuses.
Teenager, we major, now let's go stupid. Something a hole in the stage, back up us, so go through it. How you gon' say you are just like us, but cannot do this? Two in the players in your whole team, they are so useless, they useless.
It's a major, it's a major, 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 major. This episode is dedicated to my sprained foot and it reminding me that I need to slow down and do things with intention, not just for the results. My intention today is to get this podcast out. So let's get it.
It's a major, it's a major, 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 major.
Good morning. It is 6:14 a.m. in New York City. And this is episode 7 of the Major Mood Podcast. Today's episode is simply just me keeping a promise to myself that, you know, when something feels right or when you have the energy to do something, you just do it. I've been going through a lot of different changes with jobs and sleep schedules and sleeping in general. I had to get a new mattress that, you know, my old mattress was really, really hurting my back. And it made me start thinking just like about my body. This kind of just went off on a tangent, but I'm injured right now, so I think I sprained my foot running. Well, I know I hurt myself running. I know I hurt my foot running, but I don't know if this is considered a sprain, whatever it is. It's not my ankle, it's like the arch of my foot. And this happened right after me dealing with lower back issues from having a really crappy mattress. So I replaced the mattress. I thought one problem was fixed. My back did start to get better. And then shortly after, I just sprained my foot. And I've been getting so frustrated because physical fitness is so important to me. And I think, you know, it's important to a lot of people. Running, particularly for me, is very important. But when I think about it, on this particular day, on this run, I was moving too fast. And God has a funny way of teaching me things. With me, I will say that God tends to teach me lessons, like, through physicality, through, I'm not gonna say through injuries, like, God, like, you know, abuses me physically when I need to learn a lesson, but, typically the way that my, desperation manifests is by moving too fast, and on this day, when I went on a run, I remember I had, like, I think I had worked all day. Or I'm on this like really tight exercise schedule right now where I want to be going to my boxing class 3 times a week and then at least 2 or 3 times a week be running 3 miles on my other days than having one rest day. So it sounds crazy, but 1 or 2 rest days, you know, I haven't got it perfect yet because I'm trying to like get this structure down. But on this particular day, I think that I think I've been too worried about the results. You know, I want my body to not only feel strong, but I want it to look strong. And last summer, or might have been the summer before, I was at my peak performance, right? My body was cut. I was running 3 miles in under 8 minutes a mile. I felt good. My back was straight. I could lift things. Like, I was in the best shape of my life. And I think I've been trying to get back there, but it's been clouding the experience because I'm just simply moving too fast. And on this day when I went on my run, I didn't really tie my, like, I slide on my running shoes. They've been old and I've known I need to replace them, but I've been prioritizing different things. I'm like, oh, well, you know, the the soles of the running shoes are thin, but it's not too bad. And I don't know, I think I was just trying to get the run over with. And so I put on my shoes and I didn't tie them properly. And I think I just sprinted out my door, like, gotta run these 3 miles, like, just get it over with, burn the calories, you know. I mainly run because it's really good for my mental health. Even if I just run, like, if I just do 1.5 miles really quick, you know, it will change my entire perspective for the day. So that's just something that I'm a person that I've spoke about before that has issues with anxiety. So that to me is just a bunch of pent up energy. And when I was younger, I used to play sports, but I'm not on like an organized team or anything like that right now, which I would love to join. So if anyone knows any organized teams, whether it's soccer or softball or basketball in New York City, please let me know. But the way that I get out my energy now is through my own exercise, whether it be boxing or running. Those are the two main things. And then I work out on my own. I was moving too fast and I was caring too much about the results. And I think that might just be the issue with all of this, with everything. Even this podcast, right? So I wasn't going to bring it up, but it's been a few months, January, February, you know, it's been a few months. And, the last podcast I did, Airplane Mode, I didn't really like the episode that much. And every other episode I loved, like I would listen back to my episodes and be like, wow, these are really strong. And Airplane Mode didn't roll off the tongue as easy. It didn't, you know, hit me in the depths that the other ones did. And so I'm like, oh, this must not be resonating with other people. And maybe that fear of the results or just focusing too much on the results and not the process is part of what prevented me from continuing on my podcasting journey, which is, you know, which I was trying so diligently to turn into a very, very strict habit. And that even sounds strange, right? Like your podcast is a strict habit. No, this is my artistic expression right now. But again, whenever I focus on the results too much, a lesson comes and smacks me in the face. Like that day I wasn't present when I went on the run. I wasn't present. I was moving too fast. I didn't tie my shoes right. I just put them on, ran out the door, was trying to get the run over with. About a mile into the run, I could tell my foot was hurting, but I was like, whatever. You gotta at least run two miles. You gotta at least run 2.5. Like, and it's really started to hurt. And I stopped around 2 miles and I got home and I could barely walk. And now I'm in this position where because I was moving too fast, because I was focusing on the results too much, I can't do anything. And I'm so pissed. I've canceled my boxing class 3 times because I've had a couple people in the, in the physical personal training field tell me, listen, if you don't let it heal, it's going to be a much longer injury, which I can't afford to have. I cannot, running in the summertime in the sun and the heat, it's just too important to me. So I guess the big lesson in this is to not just pretend to slow down, but really slow down, because this is what happens when you move too fast. You you miss the little nuances that are so important. I don't know if that's the right word to use. You miss the little steps, such as being present, tying your laces tightly enough, getting a new pair of shoes, taking care of your body. And I guess it's time to just not focus on the results so much and go back to the process, because you know, that translates to like every part of my life right now. I'm in this place where it's all about process, and I have to accept that. And I think it's because I've overcome so much that I'm like, I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm like yelling to the universe that I'm ready. But maybe being ready is also something that you illustrate through patience and through understanding and through trust and through faith and not focusing so much on the results, or you'll get hurt. You know, what hurts us the most? Expectations. Oh, I've been doing this for this long, and my body should look like this, or I've been working this hard at this thing, and my bank account should look like this. And I know it's so annoying that people sometimes say, you know, trust the process, or it's all about the process. You know, it's hard. It's hard. You know, I'm 32 years old. I would love to be able to afford my own place right now and live alone and, you know, start my life. And I know I've started my life, but there's a few things that I really, really am working towards that would really, really just make me more at peace. And I'm not there yet, but I know what I'm doing, and I'm doing something really special. And, it's not about the results. The results will come. It's about the fact that I could potentially die tomorrow. And what am I going to say? Oh, I had a bad day the day before I died because I couldn't go on my three mile run. No. I just want to have... Sorry. I want to find a way to enjoy every day and to find meaning in every day. And and to slow down a bit. And I've learned through a past injury where I broke my wrist from moving too fast. I've learned my lesson. And that's why this time with my foot, I'm not trying to put pressure on it too soon, as bad as I want to. I want to let it heal. And I think we all should let our wounds heal. Just keep our mind straight in the meantime. Whether you're struggling with something physically like me, or something emotionally or spiritually, try to remain present and don't focus on the results. Just focus on how far you've come. 2.5-3 years ago, I wasn't running every day. I wasn't part of a boxing class, a boxing community. I love where things are right now. I just got to get my foot straight, you know, and take care of my body and find ways to enjoy life and take care of my mental health in the meantime while I can't run. And maybe that's this podcast. But yeah, slow down. At the same time, if you've been stagnant, speed up. But keep a steady pace. Keep a steady pace. Don't move too fast, or else you'll wind up like me. All right, y'all, that's it for today. I appreciate you listening. I'm excited to get back into things, and have a blessed one. Love, love.